This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, we can't ignore what's going on, right? We can't ignore what's going on. We're in the here and the now. The here and the now is a great, great day of baseball. Heading into a great month of baseball. Heading into a great postseason of baseball. But the here and the now is you're not going to have every day where two top pitching prospects make their debut on the very same day. And I'm talking about the Red Sox, Peyton Tolley. I'm talking about the Mets, Jonah Tong. Both have appeared on the Baseballs and Boring podcast. Both are friends of the program. And both, like I said, are making their debut in the major leagues. So we want to celebrate that. We want to appreciate that. But we also want to give you the power rankings because we don't want to wait too long to give you power rankings. But producer Evan is sitting there just waiting, pouring through stats, pouring through information, pouring through the devil's on his shoulder. What should he do? Should he go with the vibes? Should he go with the stats? Should he go with the stats? Should he go with the vibes? What should he do? So we got it all in this podcast. So as I said, I think we surfaced the Jonah Tong conversation I had with him, the Futures game the other day. Peyton Tolley is being called up by the Red Sox, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, drafted last year out of TCU, two-way player. And he is going up against Paul Skeens in his debut at Fenway Park on a Friday night. So I think that what I wanted to do was first, and I know that we've surfaced this before, but I wanted to do it again to give you an idea of the guy that you're going to be talking about going up against Paul Skeens, and that is Peyton Tolley. I'm going to surface this interview, this sit-down I did with him. I don't know, probably about a month ago. Probably 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, it was after the trade deadline. So to give you an idea of the personality, the person that is Peyton Tolley. And then after that, we're going to get to producer Evan and I take a deep dive. Top 10 teams in Major League Baseball, according to producer Evan. Yes, the power rankings are back. All right, well, first up, here you go. Here's the guy that is pitching against Paul Skeens in his Major League debut, Peyton Tolley.
All right. There's nobody I'd rather talk to on the planet than Peyton Tolley. All right. You could say it's very nice.
Yes. Very beautiful Thursday morning.
Very beautiful Thursday morning. Isn't it great, like, to wake up and play the great game of baseball?
Yeah, it's incredible. It might be a tad early for some guys, but I mean,
you're not pitching today, are you?
No, not today.
All right. I should have probably asked before.
You probably wouldn't. Probably wouldn't get the mic in my hand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The first thing is, before we get to sort of the congratulatory promotion and all that good stuff, we were just talking, man. You hit the sweet spot with the Tom Selleck reference, right?
So that is not my words. Those are other people's words.
It has to have been coaches, right?
I've gotten Bob Kipper down in Greenville gave me the Tom Selleck. I've had a couple of sweet ladies come and ladies that were fans of Tom Selleck in the prime.
Yeah.
they were fans of it. But
I have to ask. So when I don't know if Kipper was the first one to say, but did you even know who Tom Selleck was?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did.
I grew up. My dad was he's a big Magnum PI guy. I was Magnum for Halloween. Probably 6 or 7 years ago. So Tom Selleck was the inspiration.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wait, so how long have you had that? I saw, like, so when I, you've had a beard and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But how long have you had the mustache for?
This will be pretty much since spring training, is kind of whenever the mustache started.
But so, which begs me for, like, the Halloween.
It was a fake mustache. Yeah.
That is one of the wildest things I've ever heard, where you actually, now you're being compared to Tom Selleck and Magnum P.I., but you actually were Magnum P.I. before.
Source of motivation.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Why? Why were you Magnum? Because your dad was a fan of
it? Yeah, it was a good, easy costume. You know, it's khaki shorts, very, very high.
Yeah.
Nice Hawaiian shirt. I didn't have a Tiger's hat at the time, but... I wore some vintage hat.
Did people know?
I was at a group with high schoolers, and they thought I was just like a tacky tourist. So,
oh really?
I had to explain, like, it's Magnum PI. I don't expect you to know.
It's a tacky tourist.
But, yeah.
So what? How did the commitment to the mustache come about? It's a bold move.
Yeah. I've never been a facial hair guy. But I think that, and like I tried the beard in the draft, and the beard was too much work. But I feel like the mustache, like, kind of shows the lighthearted side. Like,
yeah.
It's
coming back, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
I had this conversation with Jason Foley, who the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
Which he does have a Tigers hat. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, I think he was ahead of the curve with a mustache. So that was last year. But
yeah.
But good for, but then you shave off the beard and you keep the mustache.
Yeah,
that's a commitment.
Working. Yeah, it was, and it got a couple of good laughs early on, but it's kind of just stuck.
Okay, so now let's talk about pitching. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw something. I don't know if you're a social media guy, even like observing, like, but I saw something. I think it was yesterday. Where it cited that your fastball was the best pitch in the minors, like the best. You didn't see this?
No, I try to stay off of it.
Okay, well, I'll show you anyway. I'll get it to build up. But anyway, it says this is like the best pitch, like the most effective pitch. So when I see something being the most effective best of anything, I have to ask you about it.
Mm.
And I know that you throw hard. Have you hit 100?
Not yet. We're
ticking. You don't have a T-shirt?
We don't have a T-shirt yet. No, not yet.
Are you 99, 98?
98.9 is the top so far this year. So
where was that?
It was my second week in Portland. At home, I think.
And that was before college and stuff. You didn't do that.
Yeah, no. I've gained about three miles an hour on top of the top velo.
Okay.
And then my averages have gone up. I think I was averaging probably like 92.1 in college, and now
really,
we're getting close to averaging 95.
Really?
So, yeah.
So 98.9.
Mm-hmm.
You're
top. Very
and so,
tippy
top. You're almost there.
We're gonna keep grinding for it, but. You know, 100's a big number, but you get to 98.9, it's like, oh, it's right there. It's right there.
Well, you know, so Bayo has 100 tattooed on his arm.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think he's going to make it now. But the lesson is that you don't have to hit 100 to be good, right?
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
doesn't hurt to do it like once.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's all in how you use it.
So, well, that leads me to what I'm talking about, which is like you when you have the best. So, tell me about your fastball, because it's like a lot of guys throw fastballs. A lot of guys throw 96, 97, 98 fastballs.
Yeah.
Tell me about yours. Like what makes it unique?
I think a lot of people will say that the extension is something that'll help it. You know, it's going to help out the perceived velo. I don't quite know the number of the perceived velo, but it does it. Whenever you get it up to those 96, 97s, it's going to make it look a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's jumping on hitters, and then I think the ride helps with that as well. So just trying to put it in every situation that it's going to look, you know, deceptive, harder than it actually is, just kind of is going to make hitters uncomfortable, and that's my number one job is to make hitters uncomfortable.
That's actually put it on the t-shirts.
Yes.
Have a year ago compared to a year ago. This is a cliche question, but a year ago, how much different are you? Oh, look at the great Zach Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony. Good player.
A year ago, you drafted a year ago. Like, how big a difference pitcher are you?
I mean, I think it's just been. The velo has gone up, which has helped a ton. But I think another thing that has helped me out is like having the background as a two-way guy. Now I can put all my eggs into the pitching basket, and it's been great to like take that and run with it, and like feel conditioned for all the different circumstances that I have now. Like the first couple weeks of. Being here, being drafted, I was like, I feel like I'm not doing anything. I go out and throw when I lift, but I don't hit anymore. Funky. But yeah, so I think it's just learning more and more about pitching and being in like the real, like, don't want to say like wasn't in the professional baseball last year, but like being able to play in the games and like be able to talk the game while it's going on instead of just like. Like having it as his imagination,
right?
Like it's helped a ton. So
it's so we. I've done it. I've talked to guys who've done this, right? Who've gone or tried to hit. I actually tried to do it in the minors.
Yeah.
Lucas Ursig, he was doing it for a while. Bubba Chandler, obviously with the Pirates,
yeah.
Like that was a big one, right? And they said sort of something what you're saying, which is when you. Release yourself from it. Nolan McClain, another one, right? When you release yourself, you don't want to.
Yeah.
But when you do it, it's like, okay, I get it.
It is. It's relieving. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of those guys will say, like, having the background in it is, like, you get to put yourself in their shoes a little bit more. So.
Did you, when you were drafted, was there any talk about too much stuff?
No.
Oh, really?
I swung and missed too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
I tried to hit it hard way too many times, and I swung and missed way too many times.
You can appreciate the pitchers, right? I
mean, absolutely. Like
this, yeah.
So, but no, being at TCU, you know, Sarlo's helped me with that transition of, you know, I had a couple conversations with him where I was like, you're going to, make your future in pitching, and so that helped out quite a bit.
Here's a cliche question: we talked about a year ago. When you're drafted, are you a timeline guy? Are you a goal guy? Are you like, okay, you say, hey, listen, by the time August rolls around, I want to be here.
Yeah, I think more of the goals that I try to set for myself are very like be where your feet are oriented. So like. Like, it doesn't matter where I'm at. It just matters, okay, goal is 96 average velo or working on the changeup depth. So it's not necessarily where I want to be. I think just trying to set the goals out in front of you and then achieving those attainable goals every, you know, week in and week out, that is how the growth happens and being able to be where you end up wanting to be.
You know what the best analytic is? As 2 days ago, Michael Walker says, outs.
Outs, yes. Outs. If you get outs, outs, it's...
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, so...
That's the name of the game. That is my job, to try to prevent runs happening and to get outs so we can score runs. So that's baseball is a simple game.
You said you were talking about, you throw fastball, slider.
Gyro slider. Been working on a cutter. Curveball is new this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Working on the curveball, continuing to make it better this year, and then a little kick change.
And what is new since you've been up in AAA that they've said, we want you to start working on that?
There's more cutters. Yeah. I just got done with a whole change or cutter set, but then just kind of, now it's, we're look at the usages and try to figure out which pitches are we gonna rely on more.
Yeah, so. You feel good?
Feel great.
I mean, it's like, I was just talking to David, I mean, it's like human nature, man. Like, you're one step away.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Carrot dangling.
Carrot
dangling. Yeah. And it's, you can start smelling the carrot now. So very exciting.
You shouldn't hide. Like, this is a real thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know if, like, you felt that right away when you get out here or
yeah,
not.
I mean, like, it's definitely trying to feel, like, You feel it, but you're trying not to think about it. You know, trying to continue to be where your feet are, understanding that you still have to work to get there. It's not just going to happen. So, but yeah.
Did you, have you been to Fenway to watch the game?
I have, yep. I was at me and Conrad Case were able to go last year.
So. Oh, you did? Was it a good game or was it like a...
Oh, yeah. It was Yankees Sox.
Oh.
Yeah. Friday night. It was incredible.
Friday nights are when people pour beer on their face.
It was incredible. Yeah. So.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right, and naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything, from the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
All right, personality plus, right? There you go. Mustache talk, prospect talk, pitching talk, all of it, carrot talk, all of it. And now, everybody in Major League Baseball gets a chance to experience it. Good luck to him. Good luck to Jonathan. We love this influx of young players. Well, speaking of influxes of young players, the influx of young players has had an impact on producer Evan's power rankings. Yep, particularly a guy named Nolan McLean. Spoiler alert, producer Evan couldn't keep his Mets out of the top 10 anymore. He tried to do it last time. Now he can't. He has been bitten by the bug that is the newly resurgent New York Mets. That's a spoiler. Going to have to listen to the rest of it to get the rest of the top 10. All right. Well, remember, @BB isn't boring. Listen to the podcast. Get the stickers. Get the T-shirts. Do it all. We got, by the way, hats. I believe by the time you listen to this podcast, if you search the socials, we may have an announcement about the hats where you can get them, the Baseball Isn't Boring hats. A lot of good stuff coming up. All right. Speaking of good stuff, here's the power rankings. There's nobody I'd rather have on the podcast doing power rankings than Nolan McLean. Oh, we don't have Nolan McLean? So, oops. Well, there's almost nobody I'd rather have on the podcast.
If you're going to make a call to the bullpen, especially with the Mets lately, I prefer to be in the ninth than in the fifth.
Right.
You know?
If Nolan McLean can only go eight, we need someone to come in for the ninth. You might as well be him.
There you go.
We haven't had a guest power ranker. We had Papelbon. Was he the last one?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where
he bizarrely ranked like the 10-30 Phillies, number six.
So. I'm not gonna lie. He's pretty good at the intimidation factor. Like, I see why he was a good late inning guy. Because every time I would like start going into the stats that I do, because I just, I don't know, I over prepare or whatever. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, this loser going into the stats over here.
And everybody in the podcast world knows that it takes, like, even for myself, like 2 seconds to get you to change your mind. Papelbon. You're like, basically, yeah, you're changing your mind before the last word gets out.
It was essentially like if a front office was split between analytics and scouts and they were like really intimidating the analytics guys, that's kind of how I felt.
Yeah.
I was like, he got me.
I would love to see you in the front office. Do you think we should trade for this guy? No, but I don't know. Yeah, okay, maybe. But no. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could pull the JP Rishardi where he's talking about how he says, like, don't trade for this guy. He's a 4A guy. I'd be like, but he's a nice guy. Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
He's
a nice guy, but he sucks. Oh, okay, I guess. But no, he's a nice guy. Oh, all right. Well,
internal podcast we have here at the at the club. We have a great internal podcast. Yeah, yeah. So we need a guy that has a good personality.
Yeah, exactly. 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 Hey, listen, I'm with you. Your senses are keen. Let's acquire players for their personality, how they treat the media, if they're good on podcasts. I mean, I would have the most entertaining. That's what we should do sometime. We should basically, maybe at the end of the season, do the, like, position by position, our dream podcast team, right?
Yeah. That's a good one. You can walk in the clubhouse and pretty much everybody's going to give you a solid interview.
Five starters, everyone at a position. Yeah, right there. Hold on. I'm writing that down. That's a good idea. The ideas are popping. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I can't wait for this one. This is going to be something. something screwy.
Yeah.
Although it's pretty, like, so basically it's the same spot we were before where you have, so you have, wait, how many playoff teams do you have? You have 12 playoff teams, right?
You play, yeah. 12 playoff. Yep.
So you have 12 playoff teams. We have 10 spots. So the two are on the outside looking in. The last time we did it, I distinctly remember you left the two New York teams out, the Yankees and Mets, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously the two teams that are sort of in it still, the Royals and the Reds, would that be fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah, those, that Reds is definitely the biggest competitor to the Mets for that third spot at this point too. And then the Royals, pretty much.
Yep. Okay. All right. So it's real, but you're not, spoiler, you're not putting those teams in because you don't want to be ridiculed. No. All right. Okay. No. All right. All right. But now the only question is, what two teams are going to be left out that are currently playoff teams?
As you were saying that, I was looking at the standings.
Will it be the Mets and the Yankees? Here's my highly educated guess. One of the New York teams will, at least one of the New York teams will make it in. And for no other reason, because producer Evan has dreams of young McClain going on a Zach Gallen-like run.
Yeah. It truly is like the recency bias. You know, they talk about that. And we never schedule these too far in advance. So you really catch me where I'm either in like a super down or super high, and that completely relates to where
I know that's
either coming.
I would like to say, I would like, you know, some people might say we do these randomly because you know it's a certain day we need filled.
I
that's not the truth. What I do is I like to keep you on your toes. I'm like, boom, here it is, boom, boom. Okay, because you could be thinking about this on a Monday, scheduled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is. No, like all those, that's an easy way to do power rankings. This is like you have to be like on your, you have to be paying attention every single day because you don't know when this stuff is going to come around.
There you go.
So, all right, thank you. Thank you for agreeing with me. All right, okay, I can't wait. I can't, and when I say I can't wait, I can't wait. Number 10, go ahead.
So number 10, I have the Yankees.
Oh,
this came down. This came down to like a couple teams. And actually, as you were saying, there's 12 in and you only have 10. I was trying to think of actually two I left off, but I do know who they were now. But Yankees are coming in at 10. If Max Fried, because he's been good the last two starts, if he could be that good, and then you have Cam Schlittler also in that rotation, I think they do have a solid top two along with Rodon. If he's always kind of shaky, but if he can keep it going, they could have a solid top three. They still have the second best run differential in Major League Baseball, which is kind of wild. I've seen a lot of people around here on, you know, WFAN and all the local media. They say that they're the bully team, where when they face a team that's, you know, up to snuff like the Red Sox and all these, you know, playoff teams right now, they seem to kind of willow down and not really perform. But when they face a team like the Nationals or one of these teams that's kind of out of it, they absolutely destroy them, which could probably be a big part of why their run differential is so high, because they beat these teams that are really nobodies by like a ton of runs. But I think so between Fried and Schlittler being really good, and then Stanton's been insanely good since the All-Star break, 362 batting average, 13 home runs, a 1284 OPS. He's just been absolutely killing it. So they're kind of a weird team because it's like I feel like a lot of people have given up on them so far already. And, you know, obviously the Volpe conversation just gets louder and louder every day. But they're still in the playoff run. And I think they do have, you know, some pretty solid pieces, especially being in the top 10. So,
you know, I think people sleep with the Yankees. I think they do. I think it's vogue to sleep on the Yankees. It just is because of like how flawed they can be.
Yeah.
But still, Schlittler is a key. Like you get him and then you get these other guys in the bullpen. That works. You know, it works. Like Fried, Rodon, Schlittler. Then you have those guys in the bullpen, guys hitting home runs. Okay, it works.
It's kind of like a little bit like the Steelers is like the Yankees, because it's like the Steelers win every year to the point where people are like, ah, Mike Tomlin's not that good because he never goes far in the playoffs. But it's like, yeah, but he's getting in every year. Like, as a Jet fan myself, I'd like a coach to just get us in every year. So that's kind of the situation also with Boone, too, where it's like, ah, you know, he's mediocre. It's like, yeah, but if a manager is getting you in the playoffs every year, it can't be that bad. So.
Well, it's true. I think it's just cool to crap on them.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
All right. So number nine, I have the Padres, 75-59. They're coming off a tough loss. They lost the Vetter Cup. I don't know if you saw that. The Eddie Vetter Cup.
And you know what? I would have allocated my entire travel budget if I knew that. Was Eddie Vetter there, by the way? Was he? I don't think so.
I'm not sure, though. I did see he commented on it, and he said, like, they should actually play the guitar and not just hang it up as a trophy, which I'm like, that's a valid point. I don't know if anybody knows how to play the guitar on either team, but give it a shot. But yeah, now they have one of the probably the best bullpen in MLB, 3.01 ERA, just absolutely dominant. A guy that nobody talks about that's been dominating that bullpen, especially since the All-Star break, is Wandy Peralta, 1.42 ERA in 19 appearances. Ramon Laureano looks like he might be the steal of the trade deadline. 3.15 batting average, 9.68 OPS. So they're kind of getting it done, but they're also in a weird spot where, as Julian was saying when he came on a couple weeks ago, it does feel kind of weird about the Dodgers, where it's like they could be insanely good, and for whatever reason, that the Dodgers always seem to be the thorn in their side that kind of keeps them down a little bit. So
the thing is, so you look ahead to the National League postseason, there's going to be a really good team that gets bounced early, and everyone's going to be like, well, that sucked. You know, that was a really good year. And then boom, you're bounced. Well, that sucked.
Especially like you're just looking down the line at like some of the first round matchups. If everything were to stay the way now it is, there are some pretty wild ones. So
yeah,
should be interesting there.
Well, all right. All right, let's do it. Number eight.
So number eight, I have the Tigers. They're kind of in a weird spot because, like, record-wise, if I was doing it strictly on a record-wise basis, they would be a lot higher. But they've kind of been middle of the road for a while now. Home, in terms of winning at home, they're one of the best in the AL and in baseball. They're 44-25 at home, which tie with the Blue Jays for most wins at home in the AL. Kyle Finnegan, the guy you called, I'll just keep bringing that back up, give you a little props.
Yeah,
he's still yet to allow a run since getting traded to the Tigers. So he's been absolutely dominating. But the two things that I think have been holding them back is, outside of Skubal, their rotation has been kind of crappy of late. Mize has kind of come back to earth. Flaherty's had
I saw a stat today. Mize has been really bad after the All-Star break.
Because I was even looking, like, they just got swept by the A's, and Mize had a tough start. Morton had a tough start. Skubal had, like, kind of a tough start, but his ERA is still insane. Flaherty's had a rough year. Paddock, I was looking at his stats. He really only had one bad outing, but he's been kind of tough. And then since the All-Star break, Riley Green, Javier Baez, Gleyber Torres, and Zach McKinstry, who are all All-Stars, are hitting sub-230 since the All-Star break. So I think they're kind of in a rough spot right now. And I don't know if we had like a Tigers fan on, I don't know if they'd be too optimistic about their team right now. But yeah, that's kind of why I had them low, because
as low
last week, whatever, might have been different.
I mean, the American League is crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I could easily put the Tigers at the top of my power rankings, I guess, for the American League. But, you know, it's your prerogative to be wrong. So anyway, go ahead. Number seven.
Yeah, so number seven, this is strictly based on my, you know, has this team beat this team in the past 48 hours? So I have the Phillies in at number seven. They couldn't beat the Mets at Citi Field. Zero wins in the last 10 games is pretty wild. I mean, you know, coming into that series, I think most Mets fans, I believe they faced the Braves before them, and they just were not very good. And then coming to that series, it was like, I think Evan Roberts actually had a clip where he was like, there's no chance they're going to sweep them. They end up sweeping them. I think the Zach Wheeler injury is brutal. You know, he goes from having the the blood clot in his arm to now he's having the I think it's UCL or no.
No, it's
kind of unique one. I'm blanking on what
no,
it is.
No, it's the rib thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he has that, which they were saying like Matt Harvey, Merrill Kelly, and somebody else had it. Obviously, Merrill Kelly's the example of somebody being able to bounce back. Matt Harvey and Noah Syndergaard are examples of guys that haven't bounced back from it. So kind of be interesting to see
thoracic outlet
syndrome. But then obviously Christopher Sanchez has been really good. Ranger Suarez has been really good. If Aaron Nola can bounce back, they do have some top guys in their rotation. It's just, you know, obviously Zach Wheeler was kind of the cream of the crop and obviously was in the Cy Young conversation. And then their bullpen since the All-Star break outside of the Mets series has been really solid. Alvarado, which it stinks for them that he's not going to be eligible for the postseason due to his suspension because he's really solid when he's on. Then obviously Tanner Banks, Matt Strom, Yoan Duran, and David Robertson all have under a 3 ERA since the All-Star break. So they really do have a solid back end of the bullpen that, you know, Dave Dombrowski's built. But the main reason I put them down there is because...
you couldn't put them up. I mean, heaven forbid you put them in front of the Mets.
But it would be like if we had Sammy come on and say, do you want to put the Yankees ahead of the Red Sox? He'd be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, well,
the same boat, I guess.
It is going to be like one of these things where, you know, we get to the end of the year. Like, okay, well, the Phillies and the Mets, the Padres and the Dodgers, like, what are we talking about? Like, just who's playing well? Who won the last series? Who's a little bit healthier? That's what it's all going to come down to. I can tell you right now, it's going to be a flip of the coin with all those teams in the National League. Like I said, that's the thing that's going to suck for those National League fan bases, because it's not like the American League. Most of these American League teams are like, oh, you made the playoffs. Good for you. They'll be disappointed. But these other teams, these National League teams, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Brewers, the Phillies, the Mets, and to a certain extent, the Cubs, if they don't make it to the World Series, everyone's going to be pissed. So, I know.
It's pretty wild how, in the AL, it's like there's some divisions that, like, there's one division that's kind of super top heavy with the Tigers. And then you have the Astros Mariners division that's a little interesting. And then obviously the AL East is the most interesting. Whereas the NL, it's basically like the top two teams in every division are probably going to get in one way or the other. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah. All right. Number six.
All right. So number six, I have the Mets. Nolan McClain, first pitcher since Randy Johnson to have a 3-0 record, 20 plus innings, 20 plus strikeouts, and a sub 200 batting average for the opponent. Mark Vientos has finally turned it on. It's kind of a miracle.
You got a little spring in your step.
Yeah. 400 batting average, 6 home runs.
I haven't heard you say Vientos with that much gusto in like weeks.
No, it's honestly crazy, and it's one of those things where it was like for most of the year, obviously the players have to be even keel, so they're like, oh, you know, we have a really good offense, you know, you ask us a month from now and we'll be cooking, and you know, most of the comments are probably telling them, you know, you're the worst, get off my team or whatever. But now when you're looking back on it, you're like, yep, Vientos has clicked into gear. Soto's starting to hit with runners in scoring position since the All-Star break, so everything's breaking their way. And I think the most interesting thing with the Mets right now is if and when they make the postseason. I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but who would be their three guys that they'd put in a wild card series? Because right now I think it'd be McClain, Peterson, and I really don't know who the third one would be. I think if Tong has a good enough outing, it might be him, because, you know, Holmes, Manaea, and Senga have all kind of underperformed this year as of late. So I think that'll be the biggest question mark that when they're going into the postseason with the Mets, at least like as of right now. So,
all right. Well, you know, it all hinges on those young guys getting hot or staying hot, right? It does. I mean, McClain looks unbelievable right now.
Yeah.
And maybe, stranger stuff has happened. So, I mean, never say never.
Yeah, there's kind of two examples of like what could happen. And obviously Mizorowski got injured, but it's also like, it's like him coming up. Everybody was like, oh my God, you know, we got Skeens all over again this year. And then he got injured and also had some underperformance. And then the next team up on my list, you have the other way it could go, which is the Cade Horton route, where he's been dominant the entire time he's been up and probably might be the front runner for a rookie of the year. So,
all right. Well, number five.
Yeah, so number five is the Cubs. They're 5-5 against the Brewers this year, which I thought was kind of interesting considering.
Ooh, that is interesting.
The Brewers have been, you know, they've been dominating pretty much every team, but the Cubs have kind of, you know, held them within grasp. Horton has a 2.88 ERA. He's been their top guy. They got Shota Imanaga, 3.03, Matt Boyd, 2.82. So they do have their top three guys if they were to go to a wild card series, who I think could all probably get the job done. And then the offense, I think, has been the reason why they've fallen a little bit, because coming out of the All-Star break, they pretty much, I think everybody in their offense outside of Nico Horner has been slumping. So it's kind of been a weird situation, but they do have the third best run differential, 114 in the MLB. So they definitely were getting the job done earlier this year. And I think the offense was carrying them for most of the first half. And then obviously lately it's kind of gone to crap, but
I can't believe you put the Cubs ahead of some of these other teams, honestly.
Yeah, I know. I have to say that was my most interesting thought process, because I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't
I like how you phrase that. It's an interesting choice of words. So instead of like, that was my most flawed thought process. That was my most ridiculous thought process. That was my most stupid thought process. Yeah. No, that was my most interesting thought process.
Because here's a little insight of how my brain works. It's like, I can't put the Phillies above the Mets because probably bias, and also they beat them. I didn't think the Mets were good enough to go from unranked to five. And then the Tigers have kind of looked like crap lately. The Padres, I didn't think were good enough to fly all the way up to five. And then the Yankees were kind of like the one team that I kind of put in there over the Astros and some of these other teams. So that was kind of the way I looked at that.
All right. Hey, I like you spicing things up. It's good. All right. Number four.
All right. So four, I have the Red Sox. They have seven guys hitting over 250 in August. They got Roman Anthony, Nathaniel Lowe, Trevor Story, Alex Bregman, Willier Abreu, Connor Wong, surprisingly, and Romy Gonzalez. They've all been raking. So I think it kind of works out a little bit that, you know, Narvaez wasn't as good as he was earlier in the year. And you got Wong starting to hit a little bit. Then when you look at their like playoff rotation, I think you got Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito feel like the guys that are going to make that work, unless Peyton Toll kind of steals it from one of them if he comes up. Because obviously we posted the JP Ricciardi saying,
well, he's up.
So. He officially got caught up.
Yeah, it's case. Ken Rosenthal just had it where he's going to make this. How about that start tomorrow, Friday? Scheme versus Peyton Tolley.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Friday's the day for all the...
You can, by the way, throw an E at the end of it if you want.
Holy, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I assume. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
All the top prospects debuting on Friday. Jonah Tong and now Peyton Tolley. There you go.
I know. It's great. It's great.
Yeah. So, yeah. People got to tune in on Friday. But and then Aroldis Chapman hadn't allowed a hit in his last 41 batter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Which is kind of wild, because I mean, talk about that's the one thing I was looking back at Breslow's like off season just based on, like,
yeah, it was insanely good.
Yeah, because even Justin Wilson,
no,
the
Justin
guy who
Wilson's
was like, what
great.
The heck has he seen in that guy? He had a 7 ERA. He's
the only
insane.
The only one he missed on was Walker Buehler, you know, but you almost like balance that off because you got a starting catcher in Carlos Narvaez.
Yeah,
for basically nothing. You sign Justin Wilson. You obviously traded for Crochet on the same day you got Narvaez. I mean, you can decipher which was more, you know, popular or important that day, Narvaez or Crochet. Well, you got Bregman. You got I'm missing. Oh, Chapman.
Chapman.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like that. That's a pretty good offseason.
And the funny thing is that Buehler was the one guy who had bad stats last year that everybody, it felt like everybody and their mother, who's at least a fan, maybe I don't know about inside baseball, but as fans were like, that's the guy you got to get.
The thing. They almost signed Eovaldi. They were like their finalists for Eovaldi, which would have been Buehler, which I know that Eovaldi's out for the year now, but still, had a great
year.
Had
the best ERA, yeah.
Right. And then... who was the other one that they were in on? I don't know. But, yeah. So, anyway. Oh, Pivetta. Yeah. They offered a qualifying offer to Pivetta. I mean, the company would take it. And they almost, the Padres came in and saved them. But, really good offseason. And really the deadline, too. I gave him a C-, but you have to bump it up a little bit. Dustin May has been up and down. But Steven Matz has been really, really good. If you look at relievers that are traded –
He's
at the top, one of the top of the list. So, so number four, I can't argue with that. I still can't, your Cubs, I don't know.
The Cubs might throw it all.
The Cubs, the Tigers,
I was trying to embrace more vibes this time because it was like, of course, at the top, I couldn't necessarily completely ignore record, but. When I was going through the rest of it, I was like, I can't put this team, I couldn't put the Tigers at four when pretty much everything I said about them was like, man, everybody kind of stinks right now outside of a couple guys.
Yeah.
So that's the wild thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Hold on. I'm just thinking of the teams that are left. So number three, number two. Okay. Number one. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so number three, I have the Dodgers.
Okay.
Took 4 of 6 from the Padres, as we said. Clayton Kershaw has been insanely good this year, and it's kind of gone under the radar. Like, he made the All-Star team, and people are like, here goes Manfred with this stupid, here's your plaque of honor of your career guy. But 3.08 ERA in 17 starts. And then Blake Snell's been elite in his 4 starts back since the All-Star break, a 1.96 ERA. And then Kike Hernandez has kind of been turning it on as we head into October, too. So they got a couple guys that are really kicking it into gear.
Well, everyone craps on the Dodgers saying they're running on fumes. But you look at what their rotation could be, right? And you said it. It's Ohtani. It's a good Kershaw. It's Snell. It's Yamamoto.
And Glasnow.
I mean, There's not a lot of rotations that are going to be as good as that.
That's the thing, yeah.
As long as they take care of them and they're healthy, it's, you know, that's a pretty tough one. That's a tough out. And I think everybody just has looked at this and saying, oh, well, you've run all through all these guys and all these pitchers. And no, man, like they're doing exactly what we knew they would do. You're landing at the end of the season probably in pretty good shape. But it is fraudulent for you for to put number three, them number three, and the Padres number nine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know, like, how you fix that, but for the Padres team that, like, just, you know, won two out of three against them.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought that. I don't know. Don't agree with me. Just say the Padres, they don't deserve to be up there.
I understand your point. I was just in my head, I was trying to think of how would it even be possible? Because it's like the teams in between, I do believe in some of them, but yeah, it is a little bit of like the end product is kind of interesting, I will say. But how we got there was a little more complex.
Yeah. All right. So hold on. I'm trying to think of who. So, all right, go ahead. Who's number two?
It's a number two. I have the Blue Jays. They're absolutely raking in August. George Springer, as Eduardo Perez said, has been raking. Bo Bichette, Davis Snyder, all hitting over 300 in August. They have five guys hitting over 280. Miles Straw, surprisingly, who I'm pretty sure at the end of the day was intended to be like, hey, let's give us some international bonus money.
Oh, no, he was right. Everyone thought they screwed up, right?
Yeah.
They didn't get Sasaki.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you wasted that bullet. You got Miles Straw when you didn't want him, and now...
Yeah, he's been doing good. They get Ty France from the Twins at the deadline. He's been good. Joey Lupercalo. I think this guy's name is Lucas, even though it looks like Luke's. But he's been good. And then obviously Vladdy's been good. And then also, shout out Adam Ottavino. I was watching. He had this breakdown of like every pitch of Shane Bieber's debut and like how it was insanely good. And that also probably convinced me.
So here's the thing about the Blue Jays. There's two things that you shouldn't sleep on with the Blue Jays, which is, number one, I think we referenced this when I was talking to Eduardo and Buster about, like, that they're the best at putting the ball in play. They strike out the least. This is why their close and late numbers are better than any other team, because they put the ball in play when it counts the most. And in the postseason, that means a ton. That means a lot. And the other thing about, well, you know, do you have the dominant pitchers? You have good pitchers, but do you have the great pitchers that can go up against the Scoobles and the Crochets and those sort of guys? Well, I don't know. Maybe not. But what you can do, because they have six legitimate starters, you're going to move two of those guys to the bullpen, probably. Yeah. So you find the hottest guy, you know, whether it's Bieber or not. And you know if you get this version of Bieber and this version of Gausman, and really Scherzer's been outstanding, then you move these other guys to the bullpen.
You move Berrios and
that's what happens. That's what people like lose sight of. That that's what happens in the postseason, right?
Yeah.
If you have extra starters, you move them to the bullpen, and they become your eighth inning guys.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, all like right. Bueller was last year in the World Series.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so number one, so the Brewers.
It's a number one, the Brewers. First in runs per game since the All-Star break, so they just keep raking, almost six runs per game. Losing Trevor Megill is kind of an interesting one, although Abner Uribe has been really good as a setup man, so I imagine he'll just move to closer, 1.71 ERA. And then they're about to face the Blue Jays. So that will be the ultimate litmus test for, did I screw up by putting the Brewers over the Blue Jays?
Oh, even though
it's only a three-game sample.
forget about the veteran. Forever the veteran cup. This is the producer Evan cup. What is that? Is that this weekend?
Yeah, that's coming up tomorrow. Ooh, yeah. So Bieber would actually be on their mound first.
The winner gets a signed Reed Garrett poster. It's amazing.
There you go.
Okay, you got anything else to say about the Brewers? They're really good.
That was pretty much it.
So,
I mean, they got a million.
So the outside looking in teams. Hold on. I'm doing the math.
I know two of them off the top of my head, yeah.
Oh, the Astros and the Mariners.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like It's like the Mariners, it's kind of funny when Buster was saying they're the team to beat, and I get his rationale for it, because he was saying, obviously, like, everybody goes right to their pitching and how insanely good their pitching is when it's on, especially Brian Wu, who's been insane this year. But so far, they just they're kind of in a weird spot where it was like they added everything they should have added. And, you know, Jerry DePoto got an A-plus for the trade deadline, maybe outside the bullpen. I think that's kind of their biggest issue right now, because I already see people on Twitter turned on Caleb Ferguson already. But yeah, I think that was kind of the one thing, and they've just been playing average. And then the Astros have also kind of just been kind of middle of the road. So when I was looking at it, like, those were probably the two teams that you could easily swap out the Yankees, maybe put them in. But I just felt like the Yankees have been a lot hotter lately, even though people in the New York.
I don't have a problem with that. The Mariners have to prove it. I mean, they just, you know, they went on the run that, you know, they got the guys, they go on a run, but now they've sort of cooled off. They have to prove it. They just do. And they're not where they are now. I mean, I don't know when people listen to this, where they'll be at, but, you know, there's still a path where the Royals could catch them.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Because they're only three games up on the Royals for the third wild card spot right now. So, yeah.
I wonder if they play. You should check that out.
Yeah.
I should know these things. All right. I think you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, they play Tuesday 9/16 to Thursday September 18th. So,
ooh, yeah. All right.
There
let's
you go.
Go.
That'd be interesting.
if the Royals were a wild card team right now, would they have cracked your top 10?
I think so. Because they're, I mean, I think
don't,
they're
don't admit that.
Their bullpen is a little wonky, I think, but Mike Yastrzemski, I feel like every time I see that guy, he's hitting a bomb. That was a sneaky
How's our guy Burgert doing? Is he still doing good?
I think so, yeah.
Because, you know, I've been singing the praises of them at the deadline about the...
for a backup catcher getting a rotation
I mean, yeah, so let's see. But I was saying that it went under the radar, at least for a while, how good... Their deadline with the Royals. Let's see. Oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, Ryan Burger could be the best starting pitcher of the deadline so far.
Yeah.
Can I rattle this off for you? He started five times for the Royals.
Yep.
May I do this, please? All right. Their first two outings, both were 5 2/3, gave up two runs. His next outing, 5 1/3, two runs. His next one, 5 2/3, and two runs. But his latest one, which was a 27th, when was that?
That was yesterday. Or in this case, when people are listening.
It was Wednesday.
Yep.
Okay.
Wednesday. Yep.
Six innings, one run. Like, has there been a better starting pitcher that was traded?
No. So, I mean, unless Bieber, I guess, but that's really
yeah,
it.
He's got one. Yeah.
Nobody that's defined themselves.
What? Yeah. So you got him. You got Yastrzemski. You got
Randall Grichuk.
You got Frazier to play second.
Frazier,
right?
Grichuk. Yep. And actually, they did get Steven Kolek, who's also a decent pitcher from the Padres, in that trade as well. So
I hope they make the playoffs, man. I like that team.
Yeah,
I do. I hope they
have a lot of interest. That might be a team that they definitely have a couple guys that could end up making it to our, you know, characters on a baseball team that could
become
Vinny Pasquantino comes to mind. Obviously, Ursig, you know, they got a couple guys.
Yeah, so. We're going to do that. We got a month to put that all together. I think there's some locks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tyler Phillips.
I mean, Tristan.
Tyler Phillips is Tyler locked Phillips. Up, man.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Tristan Casas, when he's healthy, he probably would be.
He's on the IL. He's on our IL.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let's think about it. We got a month to go. We still have some more people to talk to, a lot of people to talk to. So, all right. Well, good job. You should feel good about yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.